We're going to hear our Bible reading now. We're going to listen to our Bible story. And we're really going to come and read it. It's from John chapter 13. It's the time when Jesus had a meal with his friends. Now here's a question for you to think about while you're listening to me reading it. What is one word that you would use to describe Jesus in this story? Okay, what is one word that you would use to describe Jesus in this story? Brilliant. Thank you so much, Marie.
John chapter 13, verse 1 to 11, page 1051. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress. The devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his feet. After that, poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter and said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands, my head as well." Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. The whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he had not everyone seen.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Marie. So, does anyone want to say what one word would you use to describe Jesus in that story? Anyone to say? Yeah, hear it. Clean. Fantastic, yeah, that's a good word, isn't it? Clean. Erica, are you happy to write these words up on the board? Okay. Thank you. Anyone else want to say what one word would we use?
Kind.
Fantastic word, Elizabeth. Lydia? Spooky. Why do you think spooky? Ah, interesting. Is he explaining what he's doing? We'll talk about that a bit later on. Daniel? Sorry? Psychic. Why psychic?
Because suddenly knows that someone's going to betray him, and he also is telling people about washing.
Yeah, he knows things that are in other people's minds and hearts. That's really interesting. Does anyone else want to say a word to describe Jesus? The children are out in the house a long way so far. Marie?
Selfless.
Selfless, that's a good word, isn't it? Yeah, okay, maybe two more.
Endless love.
Endless love, fantastic. Okay, one more. Does anyone say what words to describe Jesus in that story? Servant, fantastic, yeah. Let's imagine the story here. Let's try and think what it would have been like. So Jesus and his friends, they're going for a meal together. And they would have been walking around outside in the day before they came in for their meal. Now, the thing you need to know is when Jesus was alive, when they all turned outside, it wasn't like the pavements like we've got outside. It was all dusty on the floor, and it was muddy, and sometimes there were lots of animals around, and the animals might have done some poo on the floor. And they weren't walking around in shoes like this. They would have had sandals or like kind of like that, flip-flops. So it would have been not like our nice pavements. It would have been more like walking around on something like this. Now, Chris has been very kind to look. Chris has said he's going to help us understand what this is like. So if you can just take your shoes off, Chris. And maybe your socks as well. That's probably for the best.
Can I do something with your feet, he said.
Chris is going to show us what their feet might have been like after they've been walking around all day in the sandy and the dusty. That's it. Now, how can we walk around?
People pay a lot of money for treatments like that.
Yeah. Feel a bit more walking. You're quite stationary at the moment. A bit more walking. That's it. Get your toes in. Alright. They would have been walking around like that. And then they would have come inside, this is your little path inside, and they would have sat down for their meal. Wow, imagine sitting down for a meal with your feet like that. Now normally, at that time, most people had servants, people to do jobs for them. And normally, they would have got the lowest servant to clean their feet. But at this meal, they didn't have a servant. So what did they do? Well, have a look at verse 2. It says, the evening meal was in progress. They just started eating. They just all sat there with their dirty, mucky feet, and they just started eating. None of them wanted to wash each other's feet. None of them was willing to get their hands dirty to clean each other's feet. But then you see, it's disgusting, isn't it? Did you see what Jesus did? Look at verse 3. It said, Jesus knew the Father had put all things under his power. Jesus knew that he was the King of the universe. He was the King. So what did he do? Verse 4. He got up from the meal. He took off some of his clothes. He got a towel. And he got a bowl of water. And he got it, and he went to the disciples, and he started washing their feet.
Ooh, whoa.
Until their feet were all clean. And then he got the towel, well, not quite there yet, it's a bit much still. In between the toes. And then he got the towel, and he used the towel to dry their feet. Isn't that amazing? Think about some of the words that we said. Jesus is a servant. Jesus is selfless. Even though he's the King of the universe, he doesn't mind getting down on his knees and getting his hands all mucky and washing their feet. Just stay there for a minute, fantastic. Isn't that amazing? And then he goes around the group and he gets to Peter in verse 6. And Peter says, no way, you can't wash my feet. You're the King of the universe. But Jesus says, you don't realise now what I'm doing. This is a bit like what Lydia was saying. It's a bit spooky. Is he explaining what he's doing? It's a bit, maybe it means something else. And Peter's still like, no way, you can't wash my feet. And then Jesus says, here's the very bottom line, this is the big line. Unless I wash you, you have no part with me. Now Jesus isn't just talking about washing feet now. Washing feet represents another way that Jesus can wash us clean. Because sometimes we get mucky on the outside, don't we? Sometimes we get paint on our hands or we get mud on our clothes. But sometimes we can be mucky on the inside as well. Sometimes we can do things or think things or say things that are a bit mucky to other people or mucky to God. Let's have a look in the bowl. Sometimes
What, they all fall into pieces. In that bowl, there's some paper which says nasty thoughts. And it says not listening to other people and not listening to God. And it says living for myself. And it's so mucky. I'll show you the paper. It's so mucky, all our nasty thoughts and our living for ourselves and our not listening to God. And a bit like Chris's mucky feet. There you go, get your feet mucky again. A bit like you were mucky on that outside, all of us have those things that make us mucky on the inside too. But Jesus says he can wash us clean from those things. How does he do that? Well, later on that day, after this meal, Jesus got arrested. And the next day, he was put on a cross and he was executed and he died. He's never done anything wrong, but the Bible says when he died, he was taking all of our mucky stuff, all of our nasty thoughts about other people, all the times when we don't listen to God and we just want to do what we want to do. He was taking that all when he died. That's how much Jesus loves us. That's how much of a servant he really is. The foot washing is amazing, but actually, washing us clean from this mucky stuff inside, in our hearts, by dying on the cross, that's the most amazing way that Jesus serves us. Now here's the fantastic thing. Look at that last line. Imagine if we swapped it around. If we swapped it around, it would say, if I wash you, you belong with me. Jesus said, if I wash you from all those mucky things in your heart, then you belong with me. So whenever we remember the mucky things and we think, oh, I wish I hadn't said that, I wish I hadn't done that, I wish I hadn't thought that, I wish I hadn't forgotten about God again, we can think, Jesus says, if we come to him, if he washes us, clean, then we belong to him. And maybe that's something that you think, actually, I've never come to Jesus and asked him to wash me clean. The fantastic thing is, it doesn't matter who you are or what you've done, anyone can come to Jesus and he says, if I wash you clean, then you belong with me forever. So we're going to say a prayer. Everyone ready on the floor for some prayer hands? We're going to say a prayer and say thank you to Jesus for washing us clean. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you so much that you were willing to die in our place, to take all the mucky stuff in our hearts, to wash us clean. Thank you that if you wash us, we belong to you forever. Amen.
Fantastic. Do you have a seat? Now, we are going to listen to the next bit of the story, because after all of that happens, Jesus said something to his friends. So listen out while Fiona reads it. What does Jesus say his friends should do now that all of that has happened? What does he say his friends should do? Thanks, Pete.
So John 13, continuing on from verse 12. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. Do you understand what I've done for you? He asked them. You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them.
Fantastic, thanks so much, Drew. So did you hear it? Did you hear what Jesus says they should do? I think we've got one of the verses on the screen. He said, now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, done that horrible, mucky job to serve them and be kind to them, you should also wash one another's feet. So Jesus says, follow my example. Now that I have done the servant's job, done all the mucky job to serve you and help you, do the same for each other. Now, do you think Jesus means we should all come to church with a bucket and tell each other, take your shoes off, it's time for me? I don't think that's what Jesus means. I think what he means is, be ready to do the kind of job which isn't very nice for you, but it's good for other people. Be ready to do things which are not so fun for you or not so comfortable for you, but they serve and they help other people. So, here we go. 1 minute to talk to someone near you. What is your least favourite house job to do? Okay, have a think. It might be tidying up your room or tidying the toys or cleaning the oven. Talk to someone near you. What's your least favourite house job?
Thank you.
But I think there's one more way. This is the last thing we're going to think about. And this is a bit harder, I think, but it's really, really important. Because all of us come to church with mucky feet, don't we? That's what we were thinking about earlier. All of us come to church with ways that we don't love God, and ways that we don't love other people, and we're finding things hard, and we're tempted not to follow God. And following Jesus' example, it means helping each other with those things. So here's a hard question, I think, for us. Here's a question. At Stanmore Chapel, do we get close enough so we can see each other's dirty feet? Do we get close enough so we know what other people are really struggling with about following Jesus? Does anyone else know about what I'm really struggling with about following Jesus?
No.
Now, our job is to fix those things. Jesus fixes those things. Jesus washes us clean. But he wants us to help each other, to pray for each other, to say, I'll pray for you for that thing that's going to be really hard this week. To remind each other about Jesus, to say, how are you doing with that thing that you were really struggling with, those nasty thoughts or those selfish things? How are you doing with that? It's really hard, isn't it, to be honest with each other about those things. It feels a bit scary. But we know that Jesus washes us clean, so we belong to him. So we can be safe to let other people see our dirty feet, see those things, and help us with those things. That's the way that we can follow Jesus' example. So we're going to pray, and we're going to ask him to help us to do that. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you so much that you gave us everything to wash us clean. Please help us to follow your example. Please help us to be willing to do jobs that aren't very fun, to serve other people. And please help us to be the kind of church where we see each other's dirty feet and we can help each other, remind each other about Jesus and pray for each other to help each other to love you more and to love each other more. Amen.